Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 30th day of Menachem Av, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Elul. Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hay. Chotzer Gedola Hoysa B'Yerushalayim, Uvesya Zekos Nikres. There was a large yard in Jerusalem, and it was called Bet Yazek. Yazek comes the word to fortify, or to put stones on. This yard was surrounded by a fence of stones. Ulasham kol ha'edim miskansim, all the witnesses that had sighted the moon and come to give testimony would be gathered there. Or Beis Din boit kinesim sham, and Beis Din would interrogate them and check out the witnesses, as we'll see in the next Mishnah. Or Beis v'osudos gedolos oisin lahem, and there were large meals that were prepared for the witnesses, b'shul she'yehu ragin lavo, to encourage them to come, so that anybody who saw the new moon would be interested in coming to Yerushalayim, knowing that there would be nice food there. B'rishona l'hoyazozin misham kol hayom. Initially, if the Edim came on Shabbos from outside the Tchum, they weren't allowed to depart or to move from that yard the whole day, the whole Shabbos. They'd be stuck there all Shabbos. Why? Because they've gone outside the Trum. If you've gone outside the Trum, you've only got four Amos, four cubits to walk further. It's just that because they're already in the Chotzer, in the yard is considered for them like four Amos, and they can work anywhere in the yard, but nowhere outside. However, that was only initially. Hiskin Rabban Gamalon Lazaken, Rabban Gamalon made a takona, a decree, Sheyehu Mahalchin Apaim Amal Cholorach, that they should be considered like the members of all the rest of Yerushalayim and be able to walk all the way till 2,000 cubits on each side of the city. Why is that? Because since the reason they came from outside the Tchum was for a mitzvah, and they were permitted to do so, that was the Rosh Hashanah Beis Din, therefore the Beis Din went further ahead and Ram Gimel went further ahead and said that even when they come to the place that they have to give testimony, even there they're considered like the men of the city of Yerushalayim, and they can go as far as all of them can go. And there was not just a dispensation made in the case of the witnesses who were coming from outside the Tchum on Shabbos to give testimony about sighting of the moon, but also a midwife who's come to help a woman give birth on Shabbos, and she came from outside the Tchum, that she too has got 2,000 numbers in each direction. And a geis, one who comes to save people from a fire or from the enemy, or from a river that's overflowing its banks, he's coming to save lives, or from a landslide. All these people, since they've come from outside the Tchum under permitted circumstances, absolutely permitted, they're saving lives. Sofik and Pekuch Nefesh. Therefore, they become automatically considered like the people of the city that they've come to, and therefore, they, like all the members of the city, have a permission to walk 2,000 amos in each direction, like the members of that city. Mishnah Vav. Ketzad boitkin es Edim. How do we check? How do Beis Din interrogate or check the Edim? Zug shebo rishon, the first Edim that have come, boitkin os rishon, they get checked first. Or machnisin sagadol shvan, they put the senior of the two witnesses aside, and they check them separately. Vomer loin, they would say to him, to the senior person, Emo, tell us, ketzad rishon salvan, how did you see the moon? Lifnei achama, oy lachracham? Was the dark side of the moon facing the sun or away from the sun? Now, of course, it was known that the dark side could only be away from the sun, not facing towards the sun. But they would ask, nevertheless, to see what they would answer. Litzfeina or Lidroma? Was the moon north of the sun or south of the sun? The Gemara explains that in summer, the new moon would always be on the south of the sun, to a southeast direction of it. Because in the long days of summer, the sun would set on the northwest. And the winter, however, when the shorter days, the sun would be setting on the southwest, and then the moon would be seen in its new state northeast of the sun, sun. And that's what they would be asking. Was it the north or was it the south of the sun? Kamaha Gavoya, they would ask the witnesses, how high was it from the horizon? Olain Hainaita, and to what direction was the dark side facing, turning? How wide was the sliver of moon that you saw? The basin knew exactly the sizes, how high it should be, and what sliver of the moon should be. They knew that, and they knew whether the answers were correct. And in that way, they would be able to determine the authenticity of the witnesses. If he says, we saw the moon, the dark side was facing towards the sun. That's nothing. That means the testimony can be thrown out. The Eidos is bottle, something that's impossible to happen. And the same thing with the other questions that we mentioned. If the response of the aid was something that we know could not happen, then the Eidos is bottle, then their testimony is null and void. So that was the first. The senior of the Eidim would be asked all these questions. And afterwards, Hoye Machnissen Sasheni, they would bring the second fellow, the second aid, second witness, or Boitkim, I say, and check him out, like they did with the first. Im Nimtzu Dvei Mechabonim, if their words are found out to be compatible with each other, so the questions that they had to give answers for, according to their estimation, for example, how high was it? How wide was it? If the answers of the two Eidim were given and were pretty close to each other, Eidos and Keyamus, then we say the Eidos, the testimony, will be upheld. The Gemara explains that one of the questions when they would ask was how high the moon was, that if the response to that was two stories high and the other eight says three stories high, we would accept it. That's close enough to be accepting. But if one said it was three stories high and the second one says it was five stories high, then the Eidos is bottle. Eidos is testimony is not worth it. It's null and void. Because it can't have that much of a discrepancy. Usharka Lazugas, what about all the other pairs of Eidim that have come to testify for Kiddush HaChodesh? Sholinos Am Rashi Dvarim, we would still ask them headlines, summary of what they saw. Lo Yishetzichon, not because we needed their testimony, because you've already got two witnesses through whose mouths the Beis Din are going to Mekadesh the new moon, the Kaddish the Chodesh, but they would still ask them, G'day in order, Lo Yishetzichon, not that they needed them, but simply so that they do not leave disillusioned. Oh, we've come all the way, and look, they didn't even want to listen to us, they didn't give testimony. We don't want that to happen. In that way, we'll encourage them to come again another time to give testimony for Eidos HaChodesh.